103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this is about favoritism and not being shy about it.
Let's hear it, dog, because that sounds wild.
She wants to know if they're the jerks for only paying for one of their kids' spring break trips.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what she said. Allie and DZ, my husband and I have been married for 15 years and I have two stepsons. We weren't that close with them growing up because they spent most of the time at their mom's house.
I get it.
So we saw them every other weekend. But now that the boys are adults, our relationship has slowly gotten better and we try to spend more time with them. So we spend a lot more time with the older son. He makes effort to show up when we invite him places. He comes over to help us. He calls and checks on us. So when we planned our spring break trip to Mexico for the whole family, we offered to pay for the older son to thank him for all he's done for us. The younger son found out, wasn't happy. He asked why we're paying for his brother. We told him it was a way to say thank you for helping us out. There's nothing personal. And on a side note, the younger one has a really good job, so he can afford to go to Mexico. We weren't putting him in a bad position.
Okay.
But now the younger one says he's not going.
Well, then.
Of course, my husband is upset, but we're standing our ground. Are we the jerks for only paying for one kid to get to Mexico for spring break when we have two? Two adult kids, they're only paying for one because I'm saying, well, he's been helping us more.
Yeah.
We have a better relationship with him.
Still your kids, though. Mm-hmm. And adult kids, you know, means very little to adult parents. Because they still going to be your kids one way or another, right? Yeah, and the young one, I guess, sure, they might have a good job. But I don't think it's about the money, right? Because clearly the other son is all, now I'm not going to say well off too, but they probably don't struggle with money either. Let's just say that. You're showing a very clear-cut favoritism, and I can't help but think that's a jerk move just because, sure, it's a thank you, but is the other kid never showing up? That doesn't sound like it. The other kid just might be busy, involved in his own life, focused in his own way, and you can't fault him for that. Now you plan a whole family trip. Not just plan, but then only pay for you, your husband, your oldest son, and his girl, excluding one very key family member. They're brothers. You don't want to build any animosity towards that. You just said, hey, he's our favorite. He is actually here, right? Quote, unquote, you're not. But we still want you to come on the trip? Nah, I wouldn't go on the trip either.
I wouldn't either.
Bro, what?
But I also, on the I could see both sides. I could see on the parent side where you're like, we want to thank this person and send them. But then I could see from the kid's side, I'd be like, I'm not going.
What? Right, like, oh, thank them? Okay, that sounds good.
But they're all adults.
They are all adults.
You can just pay for certain things for certain people. Happens with weddings where you pay for certain things for some people and not for
not
others.
You're right.
I'm just saying.
No, when you're right, you're right, bro.
Your money, your choice.
It really is. And when you're adults, it does change the game because now everybody's got their own money, don't they? Maybe some more than others, sure. But it's not about the money.
No. It has nothing to do with the money because everybody can afford to go.
Everybody can afford
to
go.
It's the principle that they're paying for one of their children and not the other to go on spring break.
Come on now. That hurts your soul, doesn't it?
It would hurt my feelings.
Boy,
maybe the other one should show up. Maybe the kids should come around.
That is true. I mean, if you're not present, you're not present, and then you can't be mad at it. You really can't be mad at it at all, because sure, if the one kid is going above and beyond, out of their way, it would feel right to maybe pay for part of it. I don't know if they're paying for all of it.
Oh, people are triggered on the text already. They're going off saying, jerk, and then it's not a family trip.
No, it's still a family trip. You can't be petitious and then go, no, I don't want to go, because then you're throwing a fit as a grown man.
Yeah.
You're throwing a fit.
Then you look silly.
Then you look silly, man, and it's like, all right, dude, get over yourself at the same time.
414-533-1037. What do you think? We're going to let our listeners chime in next. You can text or you can call that number, and we're going to talk to you, because Leah wants to know if they're the jerks for only paying for one of their kids' spring break trips. They're adult kids. They have two sons, just paying for one. Awkward.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Leo wants to know if they're the jerks for only paying for one of their kids' spring break trips.
That's tough.
Two stepsons, she does, and now that they're all, the kids are adults, they're trying to build relationships back with them, because they spent most of the time at their mom's house when they were younger.
Right.
But only one comes around and calls all the time, so they're only paying for one. Told the other, you can afford to go.
You
come,
got it.
Come on the trip. Just pay for your own way.
We got the trip planned. Everybody's paid. Well, you're not paid for it. My
it's
bad.
Blatant favoritism.
Oof. The nepotism and favoritism, how does that work?
The things you're not supposed to say, but they're getting said out loud, and I'm here for it.
Hey.
Let's start with Lindsay, who's in Muskego, and she called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song.
No, don't get stressed, it's gonna get
Lindsay.
Good morning.
Lindsay, good morning.
Is Leah a jerk for only paying for one of their kids' spring break trip?
Yes. Yes. 1,000% jerk.
Ooh, okay. All right. Why do you feel that way?
This is why. I have a bonus daughter, but I am also have a divided household myself. I grew up in, and my husband, and we both are treated so differently than our step parents' children that I actively made a choice not to treat my bonus daughter any different. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's how you have to go with it. If it's your kid, it's your kid. They are the same.
Yeah.
They don't turn out the same, but you should do the same thing for them. And treat them the same. She not only is causing an issue between the husband and the son, but now potentially the siblings.
Yeah.
I hear it.
Like,
so you're saying whether it doesn't matter, stepson, birth son, whatever, you're saying everyone's a kid and leaving one out's not okay.
Well, and you want to build that relationship.
It's not okay.
Back.
You don't want to treat someone differently, because then it's just going to create more animosity and more difficulty in your relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't say you're trying to build back and then only thank the one who calls you more, because you're the parent at the end of the day.
You could estrange it more. You literally could be estranging the relationship more by doing that.
You're making it worse. And especially if everybody can afford it, then just pay for it. Move on with your life.
Right.
Yeah.
And if everyone's an adult, are they just 18 and adults? Or are they like in their mid-20s? Like, there's a difference, too, in age.
That is true.
But if you're talking about like an 18-year-old still just getting out of high school kid, they're going to look at that like, okay, that doesn't make sense. That's why I'm not coming around. You treat me differently.
Dude, you can look at me as a 35-year-old woman kid and I'd still be mad.
Kid.
I don't care if it's 18. I'm like, I'd be mad. I'd be like, my parents paid for one and not the other.
What?
Try me.
I know, easy. With Sammy's eye, pink eye is going around right now.
Oh, dang it.
Don't put it in the word, Lindsay. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. I can't hear you. Blah, blah, blah. Bye, Lindsay. Blah, 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 blah. No,
love you, bye.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Lindsay. Have a great day,
baby. Have a good one.
She said, and by the way.
Did she not hear? DZ said stop.
Did she not hear my ick about this? I'm not trying to think about that. Dang it. Let's get back into the jerk, Brett. She said, yes, jerk. You got to pay for both them kids no matter what.
Yeah. Lindsay and Muskego said jerk. Let's go to Mila in Milwaukee, which is always a fun time.
Ooh, firecracker in the house. Good morning, Mila.
Hey, Mila.
Good morning.
Talk to us. What do you think? Is she or they really the jerks or not the jerks for only paying for one kid, not the other?
They're not the jerks.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Not the jerks. Okay. First, I'm going to say grown is grown. If you're grown and you're able to afford a trip to Mexico, you're grown.
Okay.
I don't care what your age is. If you if you're making enough money, you can afford a trip to go to Mexico, you grown.
I hear
number
that.
Number two,
established,
you
at least.
Cannot be jealous of your brother or your sibling.
Mm.
If your parents do something for one kid and not the other, it's not always going to be for everybody. Be happy that they are doing it and y'all all can go. You can afford yourself. Why
Mila,
are you being bright about it?
Mila, this happened to me last night at Target because I had one kid and not the other.
Mm.
And he got a Slurpee when we went to the gas station.
Mm.
And then he got a toy when we went to Target. And he kept going, don't we have to get Owen something? And I went, no, he's not here. And I went,
exactly.
He didn't want to come? He doesn't get anything on the daily shopping trip. And he did it.
Exactly.
And I felt bad. But then I went, but why? Because that's not the way life works.
You don't feel bad, because the thing about it is I have three kids. When one goes to the store, that one who went the extra mile to go with mom
and spend time with you
yep.
gets the extra snack.
That's your own time.
Closed mouths don't get fed.
So, I'm sorry, but the kids should not be jealous of what each other have. If anything, he should be like, oh, great, mom is paying for you to go so we all can go. What are you being jealous about? Why is that a thing?
Right.
That shouldn't even be a thing.
So Mila says, not the jerk because life isn't fair. They're going to have things that some get and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the way life
is. It's the way life goes.
Yeah, Lindsay and Muskego said jerk because they're all your kids. Just pay for them or don't pay for any.
We're split.
Okay, so what if the parents can't afford to pay for everybody? Then that way nobody goes.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Mila, you're making too much sense. We got to get you off the phone now.
Mila,
I love you guys.
We love you back. You too. Bye.
She tried to confuse us.
She did confuse me because now I'm going. And when you simplified it and brought it into the target
story,
you didn't go. Listen, the ones that are there are going to get the extra.
And I told him that. I said, you spent time with me and he didn't want to, which sounds so petty.
Pick a toy.
But it's literally like, yeah, sure, we're here. Want a toy? Why not? I'm buying your love.
So you want to come with me next time, right? Yeah.
Do you want another Slurpee from Quick Trip?
You try to go to the store with
Mom
mommy?
Needs to wink. Stop for gas and wink, a Diet Coke. Wink, wink.
Chill, bro. No, you're funny. I'm hearing it. I'm present. I understand it. I just don't like it.
I'm confused, too. Chloe's in Milwaukee. I'm confusing my own self, and I'm a parent, right?
Yeah, right.
We both are. Chloe, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Chloe.
Split down the middle. Jerk, no jerk, which way are you going for paying for one of the kids' spring break trips?
I love that I'm the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they are the jerk.
Oh! Bring it back. All right. Why, though? Is it because they're all your kids no matter what or what?
100%. I think my mom always said, I have two sisters. My mom always said, you do for one, you do for all.
That's hard.
Wanted to do something to thank their son that for helping them, they could do something else. Take them out for dinner, maybe buy them something else. That,
they
know,
bought,
them,
they bought them something. They bought them a trip.
They
bought them something, all right. No, you're saying you gotta make it a lesser gift, though?
Not a lesser gift. Just something separate. That doesn't include the family.
To acknowledge them and to be like, hey, you know, like do something.
So when they're on
do
the trip.
Something separate, but don't make it about the trip. If the trip is for the family, then it's for the family, you know?
Which is why they should have paid for everything.
Pay for an excursion when you're on the trip and not the whole trip or something. Like, hey, go do this with your girl. Like, spend some time.
But DZ,
pay a little date night.
That might be a slap in the face, too. Like, I'm not paying for your trip, but here's $150 to go do jet skis if you feel like it in Mexico.
Jet skis and zip lining.
I'm wondering the ages of the children, too, and I think that would make a big difference if they're grown or if they're young adults.
Listen to us.
I guess
grown,
it would just
grown.
Are they college students?
Right.
Do they have kids of their own? I guess that would all make a difference, too, but I still think they're a jerk.
Yeah. Okay. She answers that for us, says jerk.
Closes it out.
Thank you, Chloe.
Bye, Chloe.
Bye.